Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Willie Allison, the owner of the World Game Protection Conference, on how the upcoming show will be different than any of the previous 12 conferences. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos. It's been a wild year for security and surveillance in the casino industry, from several mass shootings at casinos around the world to the brazen cage robberies at casinos on the Strip and elsewhere, to data breaches and hacking incidents. Professionals in this field have been overwhelmed, but there's help on the way. Former casino surveillance executive Willie Allison has been producing the World Game Protection Conference for 13 years. This year's show, held at Bally's Las Vegas from March 12th through 15th, will drill down into the recent troubling incidents as well as focus on its core roles of game protection and asset protection. He spoke with me about the conference in Las Vegas in February. Willie Allison, thanks for joining us on the podcast. Here we are doing our annual discussion about your great show every year, one of my favorite ones to attend, the World Game Protection Conference. And so it's a little different this year. Why don't you start off telling us about how it's going to be different location?
Okay, we got lots of different things going on this year, Roger. Let's just start with we've expanded the show, mm-hmm. and what I mean by that is we've gone from being a three-day conference and trade show to a four-day. Mm-hmm. And probably more importantly, we've expanded the scope of the show. Mm-hmm. This is our 13th year.
Right.
For the first 12 years, as the name suggests, mm-hmm. our focus was on game protection,
right.
watching the boss's money, mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. But over the summer, my wife and I, we were talking, actually, it goes back to the incident in Manila, mm-hmm. back in right. June, where a problem gambler came into the casino armed, and he ended up lighting everything on fire, mm-hmm. and killing 37 people.
Right.
And that affected us a great deal. And then the next month, there was another problem gambler in Chile. He lost a lot of money at the table, and he stood up and he shot two dealers and shot six customers, mm-hmm. then went and shot himself. So at that time we thought, you know what, when you look at the world the way it is now in terms of threats to casinos, to our business, even though game protection is always going to be important because that's sure. the unique part of our right. business, mm-hmm. when you look around and you see the violence that's going on and you see the cyber threats that, mm-hmm. you know, have been in the news right. a great deal over right. the last year, and all the other sorts of things, compliance things like AML and, mm-hmm. and the fines that have been handed, we just thought that it was time to branch the show out to expand the scope into all sorts of threats. And then, of course, we had October 1.
Right, right.
So this year, more content in terms of different subjects, mm-hmm. and, of course, an extra day mm-hmm. to cover all those subjects.
And a new location.
Yes, we've moved. We spent the last 7 years at the M Resort, mm-hmm. which was off the Strip, but this year we've moved back onto the Strip. A lot of our long-term attendees and new people are excited about that. We're dead center of the Strip at right. Bally's. Mm-hmm. Which is a great location, and actually just turned out to be coincidentally the home of probably the second most famous tragic event that That's happened right. in Las Vegas, yep. the MGM fire mm-hmm. back in 1980.
Right.
So I guess it's kind of fitting considering mm-hmm. we'll be looking at a lot of topics like that.
Right, right. And the dates, you changed there a little later this year as well.
Yeah, we moved the dates to March.
Okay.
A couple of reasons for that. It turned out it was just accidental. Mm-hmm. The convention business in this town, as you're probably aware, is growing.
Yes.
It's mm-hmm. getting tough to get a spot.
It is, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it turned out that February was becoming hard. It's things like Super Bowl and Chinese mm-hmm. New Year and all these NASCAR, right. all these things. So it became tougher. So we found it was better to move it into March. Mm-hmm. we think it's better from a weather standpoint, right. Mm-hmm. and even room rate. So that's really the reason. So moving forward,
sure.
we're looking at moving it to middle March mm-hmm. every year.
Okay. And that's a great time of year for Las Vegas. You know, the weather's fantastic at that time of year.
Yeah, so apart from all that,
good choice.
Allergy season.
Right.
Yeah. oh, by the way, St. Paddy's Day.
That's
forget
right.
that.
Right.
I'm going to just throw that in there, that our show backs onto St. Paddy's Day. Right. And of course, our attendees are big fans of that.
That's the day before my birthday, too.
So oh, I'll there you go. Well, that's actually why I moved it. Yeah.
So let's talk about the shooting. I mean, I was on the Strip that day. Obviously, it was the day before G2E, and it was a pretty tragic situation. Everybody was shocked. But when you came down to think about it, especially when you found out, you know, some of the things that happened, you know, the people began to question security and surveillance in the casino hotels. Has it changed anything up until this point that you can see?
From October the 1st?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
So they're not doing anything different than they did before that.
Look, here's the thing. Could you have predicted what happened on October the 1st? I believe you could have.
Mm-hmm.
There and then? No, of course not. But I think there were signs, like the violence that had been mm-hmm. taking place over sure. the last 3 or 4 months. And even if you looked at the last few years, mm-hmm. armed robberies, all right. these sorts of things going on, that there was a need to prepare and train people.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that happened, but how do we know? There's a lack of transparency in this town, especially mm-hmm. with Vegas when it comes to security. You ask anybody how they practice certain right. security mm-hmm. things, and you'll get the standard answer, I can't tell you that. I could tell you that, but then I'd have to kill you.
Right, sure.
So who knows what was going on, but what we do know is 58 people died
right.
that night and hundreds of injured. So mm-hmm. moving forward, I think the key is that we start looking at real threats in mm-hmm. our world. We start preparing and most important, training. I haven't seen anything to this stage, but there are little signs there, like the state government trying to get a committee together to mm-hmm. Up the standard of emergency plans, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff.
Right.
You know, our show's been here for 12 years.
Right, right.
And to be quite honest with you, Roger, the turnout from the security and surveillance directors here in this town
mm-hmm.
has been low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the
it's
reason
is. Right in their neighborhood. They
and I know what the reason is, yeah. and it comes down to money.
Yeah.
It is now time to change priorities in mm-hmm. this town in terms of security, which has focused primarily over the last 3 or 4 decades on the boss's money,
right.
on the tables, on throwing out drunks,
right.
catching card mm-hmm. counters, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
We need a huge shift. We need to maybe change the narrative a little right. bit and hold executives accountable for in terms of spending
mm-hmm.
and training. We don't do enough training.
Well, we've talked about this the last few years, even before these incidents happened, is in that, you know, I think you mentioned we talked about the robberies on the Strip, and you were laughing about how some of the video that came out of this robber, I think it was at Bellagio, as a matter of fact, was just, it was analog, and it was so bad that you couldn't even make out who the robber was. And, if it had been digital, you know, we would have had a perfect image of him. So, of course, that means they're not putting money into these upgraded surveillance systems. Do you think that's going to change now?
No. I'm sorry, I'm skeptical. The reality is most properties, a lot of them were built in the 80s, 90s, or about the time the Mirage was built, from that period to about 2000, right? If you were built after that, lucky you. There's right. a good chance you've got better quality. Mm-hmm. We all know that at the turn of the century, technology changed. Right. AIP, we've recently mm-hmm. got HD and all those things. So when you build a new casino now, you get the latest stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Those old casinos, when you look at the Bellagio and these places, I think that opened in the 90s. So, you know, if it opened in the 90s, there's a really, really good chance they've got 90s technology.
Right.
Now, you think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. If I said to you, how old's your laptop?
Right.
And you said to me, well, I got it in 1990.
Yeah.
1998. I got it in 2008.
Right.
Would laugh at it, right?
Sure.
So would like to think they're upgrading. And, you know, I've seen over the last 5 years, they've started to upgrade their cameras, for example.
Right.
But you find in this town, they're transitioning slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Their infrastructure was analog. It's quite costly to change it. So what they're doing is they're doing it camera by camera.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting with the table games.
Right.
It goes back to the priorities,
right?
Yeah. So you've got your beautiful HD cameras on the table games and maybe some at the cage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're slowly going to transition.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can just go back to Mandalay Bay. Mm-hmm. So what's the issue there? Where's the video? Well, there is no video
mm-hmm.
because they don't have cameras up there.
Right.
There is a very low standard in this town, in the state of Nevada, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. And I've worked all around the world. And we get people from all around the world come to our show.
Sure.
I used to run tours into the monitor rooms
mm-hmm.
here
right.
until people looked at me after the tour and said, really?
This is state of the art.
They're still using VCRs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, forget about the tour next year. So I don't run them anymore
because
mm-hmm. it's, to be quite frank, embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's old technology.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think this technology part, but if we look at Mandalay Bay, it's not just technology. It's not going to solve all your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, training's going to solve.
Right.
If we just go back to the robberies, one of the issues Vegas is always going to have and why our casinos get robbed all the time is we have free access at mm-hmm. entrances.
Right.
You go to Australia or Asia or
Macau,
Europe,
yeah.
you got to sign in at the door.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go one by one and all these things. They've got all your details. Now, there's a reason we have guards at the doors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like to call them hosts.
Right.
It's a customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You come into the entrance. All the entrances, when you walk down the street, all look the same. You have a host there. You ask them, where do I go to the baccarat pit? They tell you, they send you. But there's even a bigger reason is they stop bad people from getting in.
Right.
And they stop them from getting out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right?
Yeah.
And robbers and thieves, no. There's nothing to stop them. There's no first line of defense.
Mm-hmm.
There's no last line of defense. And I'm not just talking about robbers.
Sure.
Underage people.
Mm-hmm.
Problem gamblers. They get to know those.
Right.
Persons of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals on police databases.
Right.
Gangsters. Thugs. Drunk people. All these people. We don't want them in our casinos. So
right.
Vegas is always going to have that challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess that comes down to the argument that I hear often is, do we want to create a fortress?
Right.
Where it's a player inconvenience. Well, I just think the tide is changing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying put metal detectors and all that sort of stuff there,
right.
but I think, as we found after 9/11, it's pretty acceptable now. And I would go one step further, expected
mm-hmm.
a presence of security
right.
after what happened on October 1.
Sure.
I believe, after I've talked to customers, they want to feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, when I was working as a surveillance director in Australia, we often did customer surveys.
Right.
What's important to them? Game type, food, buffet, all that sort of stuff, all your usual questions. And one year I said, well, why don't we put on, you know, how the security? Well, guess what came in as a top ranked thing that people, concerns people?
Right.
Their security.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the trend across the country, there's also a trend of, we spoke about the armed robberies,
mm-hmm.
People following winners out the door
right.
and robbing them on the way home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, when they get out of the door, there's not much we can do, but we can be trained. We can be on the lookout for people that are hanging around the cage
mm-hmm.
acting suspiciously,
right.
not particularly doing anything,
right.
and following our customers that went out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, right. yeah, there's a lot of issues, and I think it's a moment maybe for Vegas to, you know, have a talk to Jesus on this one.
Right.
I think there needs to be a lot of minds, and I like what I see in Macau
mm-hmm.
and Singapore,
right.
Last week in Washington State. They're having drills
mm-hmm.
that involve the local regulators, the local law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
and the casino executives.
Right.
They're having meetings where they sit down and go, okay, we do not want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want it to happen again. So we need to have regular meetings, regular training drills.
Mm-hmm.
And guys,
I've seen that in Southern California as well. The tribal casinos there have been meeting with the local first responders and the regulators, and they get together and they have a plan
yeah.
if something happens. So So maybe that has changed, although that was last year before the shooting. So, you know, maybe that's ramped up. So what about some of the, you mentioned there's no video cameras in the hallways of the hotels. Other cities have that, not, you know, the major cities that are major convention cities and things of that nature. Why doesn't Vegas have it?
It's a good question. If you look at I think TripAdvisor now has a section that if you Google, hey, which, and people are, mm-hmm. which hotels on the Strip have cameras in the hallways?
Right.
And I think it's only about 4 out of 27.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And they name them.
Right.
It's a selling point.
Sure.
It's a feel safe.
Right.
I don't know if you remember, Roger, 3 or 4 years ago, we were having issues with things like attacks, mm-hmm. rapes, drugs, right. all these sorts of things in hotel rooms. There's some stuff can go on in these rooms.
Sure, absolutely.
I ask Nevada, why don't you have cameras in your hallways? Mm-hmm. Now, I get the logistics and I get the money sure. side of things. But surely when we look around the world, a lot of international five-star hotels have cameras in the hallways. Mm-hmm. It's kind of challenging, especially with the size of the
sure.
the properties here. Mm-hmm. But the technology is there. The megapixel cameras that digitally zoom mm-hmm. after the fact. In casinos that I've worked for in a capacity of surveillance, mm-hmm. We not only have cameras inside the elevators, we have cameras in every lobby on every floor mm-hmm. that can see down the hallway. And if you read the reports that have come out so far, and there's still a lot of information that's missing and possibly a little confusing mm-hmm. on the October 1 thing, a lot of these conspiracy theories and a lot of these things that are being said could have been cleared up mm-hmm. so easily mm-hmm.
if
there were records.
Right, exactly, right. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories about this.
I think there was a protest sure. outside Mandalay Bay last week. Mm-hmm. Which everyone's turning to, well, okay, now we're totally confused. Right. These different yeah. stories. Okay, there's only one way we can sort this out, mm-hmm. right? Which is video.
Right.
Video, 99% of it provides the truth. Mm-hmm. Right? We can get timelines straight. We can ask the question, was anybody else coming in and out during that 1 week?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So, you know, video is an important thing. So I think that I would like to see the local authorities and the casino executives. And it starts with the casino executives.
Right.
It's their house.
Right.
I'd like to get them in order.
Yeah.
I think there should be a total review. Mm-hmm. If I was head of the Nevada Gaming Control Board, I'd be a total review of the standards. And I say that word standards mm-hmm. because I think they need to be increased. What if you look at the regulations in Nevada, they're very minimal.
Right.
You know, you really don't have
sure.
to, especially in hotel areas. Mm-hmm. So you don't get good quality images or lots of camera positioning and like this in those areas because it's a low priority. Mm-hmm. Even frame rates
right.
are less. So,
and that's what's confused me about these robberies. Just in the past few weeks, there's been 4 robberies or so on the Strip.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that would be the worst place to rob because of the cameras, but we don't have one clear image of anybody who's been the suspected robber in those situations. I mean, do they study that, do you think, before they go in and they know which way to walk so the cameras don't see them? And why can't you see their car when they're driving out? You know, I mean, I just don't understand why they haven't been able to catch these people.
Yeah, I think with robberies, you know, like, I think, and I'm not sure, but when an event like October 1 happens and the public doesn't get to see
right.
video,
mm-hmm.
there's an assumption there is no video.
Yeah.
You know, the lights are switched off.
Right.
So when you look at the robberies, you can think to yourself that if you had a criminal mind, it's already proved that you can get away with stuff in
sure,
Vegas, right?
Yeah.
It will continue to do so
mm-hmm.
unless there's a concerted effort to raise the standards of the technology in these casinos.
Mm-hmm.
And we start busting a few of these.
Right.
On the other side of that, I think there are just people out there right now that just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the Bon and the Blasio. So he wears a pig mask or
right, yeah.
a Phantom of the Opera.
Right, and so the one who had the motorcycle helmet walked right into the casino with a motorcycle helmet.
Okay, so this comes back to my original point.
Right.
If there was a guard on the front door,
right.
they would ask him to remove his motorcycle helmet or his Phantom of the Opera mask.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Somebody would, but there is a lack of presence mm-hmm. here. And it frustrates me a little bit, and I disagree with the people that say, well, we want our security to be invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Not where I work.
Right.
We want a presence.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want to see a presence.
Right. Well, yeah, as I mentioned, I was on the Strip the day of the shooting. The next day, we were going over to Wynn, and there's guards at the door checking bags and, you know, wanding you as you walk in the door. The next day I go over again, they're gone.
Yeah, they go.
I mean, was it one day? That
yeah.
was it?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Wynn claims he's got all these hidden, you know, secret devices that are seeing, you know, if you have a gun or something, but I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, it was sort of a contradiction.
Right.
He said, well, if you've got that stuff,
why
did you bring that stuff out?
Right,
if you had that stuff, you didn't need that.
Right.
So you're right. There was a little bit of a show for a while.
Yeah.
And I, for me, I'm disappointed. There's a feeling that people are trying to move on, and I get that.
Sure.
But I just know, being a local and living here, it's affected people deeply.
Yeah.
It includes myself and
right.
my wife and the family.
Mm-hmm.
We all know somebody who knows
right.
someone who, if they weren't a victim,
mm-hmm.
they were there that night.
Right.
All right. It's left a bit of taste. So, you know, I'm a little surprised, and I get the legal reasons mm-hmm. for hush the gag that's
sure,
gone
of course,
on.
Right.
The
yeah.
iron curtain has come down.
Right.
All right, with law enforcement, with the
mm-hmm.
casino executives. I get that. But I would have liked to have seen a more show the public
mm-hmm.
we care.
Right.
Show them you're safe. And, you know, by all accounts, there's been a drop-off in business. I don't know if you can relate that back
right.
to, but there are suggestions there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it would have been more important to have handled it a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
to have come out instead of having billboards with Vegas Strong and Vegas Strong T-shirts with MGM logos
right.
selling for $10
right.
all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my logo was would have been Vegas Safe.
Yeah,
it
right.
would have been telling the world that we, you know, look, here's the thing. I've worked in casino industry 30 years and primarily in surveillance, security field. If anything bad can happen, it will happen in a casino. Right?
Sure, right.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. But the important thing is learning from it,
mm-hmm.
reacting to it and moving it in and adjusting, adapting your strategies
right.
for the new threats that are coming along, keeping up with what's been going on in the world. And I think Vegas has this problem that, for me, it lives in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly,
all right,
right,
stop it.
Yeah.
Because what happens in other places in the world can happen in Vegas.
Right.
I think I would like to see a lot of the executives, especially in the security surveillance field, get out to other jurisdictions that do this really
right.
well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Asia, Australia, Europe.
Right.
I've been doing this for years because I've been dealing with violent threats
mm-hmm.
for years.
Right.
And maybe not so in Australia, but you know, people do
yeah.
get rowdy and drink a lot.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that is a violent threat.
In Australia?
Fun-loving.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's this Vegas bubble, it just needs to be lifted. There
right.
needs to be a change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always been a great believer that security surveillance is actually a public relations.
Mm-hmm.
It's a customer
right.
service, but it can be turned around to the positive.
Yeah.
You can sell it as, hey, we're the safest. And I think that's what Steve Wynn tried to do
right.
in that first week. You realize that people were a little bit.
Sure, a little jittery. Huh?
A little bit jittery about
right.
that. And it was an opportunity to let them know that he takes it seriously.
Right.
And I think that him and, Sheldon Adelson, I think
mm-hmm.
they take it very seriously.
Yeah, no question. I think they have to.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
So another avenue you went down in the last couple of years has been the cybersecurity area. You know, not so much so, you know, surveillance or security, but it does fall under that umbrella.
Yeah.
So, you know, what's been happening in that area? We're still seeing data breaches and things of that nature coming into the gaming industry. Have we improved there? I mean, you've had Gus Fritchie working,
mm-hmm.
you know, speaking at your show a few times, and he's brilliant when it comes to that stuff. Is this something that we're ahead of now, or we're still catching up?
I don't think we'll ever. I don't think any industry will
right,
ever
sure.
be ahead of it, right?
Right.
And I am seeing a little bit of improvement in terms of, you know, I'll go back to that word again, priority.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't see IT security directors.
Right.
I still don't see an emphasis within the organization on security
mm-hmm.
of IT systems.
Right.
Now, we all know the threats. Right. You know, you only got to get on the Twitter accounts of Kevin Mitnick, and you, a month doesn't go by where there's some sort of breach. It can happen to you, and we found with the Sands thing, I think 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It can be very costly.
Sure.
Well, it can be very disruptive to your business. Mm-hmm. So am I seeing improvements? No. And I'm kind of really looking forward to this year at the show because we're going to have a couple of sessions on this stuff. Right. And, you know, we're going to have some IT people come to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get around and talk to them
right.
about how they feel. But generally, when I talk to people, no, there's no emphasis within the organizations on security.
Mm-hmm.
Not much.
Right, right. Okay, great. So let's wrap it up. Give us, again, the dates of the show, where it is, and how you can find information and register.
Well, it's at Bally's from March the 12th. To the 15th, which is a Monday to Thursday pattern, just before St. Paddy's Day, and which is also the start of March Madness. As I said earlier, our goal this year is to expand the scope. For me, this summer, when I looked at it, I thought that there are so many, it's an ever-changing world, and there's ever-increasing threats. I think that casinos, and I've always felt this, but I feel even more strongly about it now, that every casino in the world should send at least one person.
Right.
I don't care whether it's the IT guy, the security guy, the surveillance guy.
Right.
I think what we need to do is have a holistic approach to threats. You know, there's two kind of people in the casino, the ones that try to make us money and the others that protect. And those people that try to protect are in the compliance departments, risk managers, the investigators, the security, surveillance. They're all there with a common job.
Sure.
And I think that it will be good for, like, for example, surveillance people to learn more about IT threats and physical security threats.
Right.
I think it would be good for the security guys to learn more about those. So we can have a more approach to that. So there's also a couple of other things we're doing, if I can just, we got time to add.
Sure.
Yep. A couple important things for me. Okay, so every year we try to have a new segment. As a result of the October 1, the Las Vegas massacre, we're having a technology session in the expo. I like to call it my technology TED Talks. Short sessions where I'm asking vendors to apply, to speak, to talk about their new technologies. And we're having we've got some great new exhibitors this year. That are bringing technologies that might be able to, if not prevent, mitigate the threats like the October 1 thing. So that's going to be in the forefront. We've also created a session for the ladies of the casino.
Okay, start with the ladies again.
Okay, we've created a session. It's a dinner reception on a Tuesday night. All the ladies are invited, called Woman on Top.
Yeah.
And it's to celebrate women in our industry. Mm-hmm. This is admittedly a male-dominated part of the business.
Right.
As you could suggest, the whole business is, right? So we just want to recognize ladies who are a good thing. And this year we're kicking it off. And our special guest will be, and I'm really happy to announce this, Becky Harris.
Oh, okay.
Now, Becky Harris she was recently appointed about a week ago, actually fresh on the job. So I'm very lucky that we're able to get her. She is the first woman chairperson of the Nevada Gaming Control Board.
Right.
So she's going to make the opening remarks at the session for the ladies. And we're really excited about that. It's something that my wife is very passionate about. Yeah. So am I.
Yeah.
That we recognize. And we're just, as I said, it's going to be awesome to have Ms. Harris there. So
great.
Just a couple of new things.
Good. Well, we'll be there. I'm looking forward to another informative session. And like I said, everybody should come to that just because it's so important. You're always at the cutting edge of all this this technology and the theories on security and surveillance in the industry. So congratulations on your 13th edition, and we'll be there.
Thanks, Roger.
I shot the sheriff.
We
hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.